there's a little part there at the beginning of the Ellen Show where we mix the things together and you get this big, huge reaction, and it's probably the most visited little page there on our website.
Really? That one, yeah.
And so a lot of people ask, what are the ingredients? And so our kids here have kind of helped us out. What is the secret ingredient? What is it?
Hydrogen peroxide,
that's right. And I showed you a little bit earlier because I have a cut. What happens when you put hydrogen peroxide on your
hand?
It bubbles. And those bubbles are made out of, do you remember?
Oxygen.
These kids are good. Oxygen, all right? So look what we did. So we have four tests set up, and everything is important that you know that everything is the same. So what do you see here, Sam? You've got how much in each one of them?
This is about 30 milliliters?
Yeah, about 30 in this one, 30 all the way across. And what was the ingredient that you put inside, if we could see bubbles?
We put in soap.
Yep, a little bit of soap. And our catalyst over here called potassium iodide. And it's so important that we even measured it out in some little syringes without the tips. All right, so let's try it there. Sam, you want to try the first one for me?
Sure.
So try the 3%, and this is where I hopefully Mark put on your safety glasses.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
absolutely. Right. Yes.
We always practice safe science.
Oh, all right, I've seen this one before, Sam,
nice.
Just so you know.
See, there's a little bubbling going on there. That's not so bad, is it?
No.
But why don't we try 7%? Because wouldn't 7 be fun? All right, so why don't we try a little
7%?
Anna's in there. Nice job. Got it. And so that's pretty
busier.
Good. Here, I'm going to help you with this one here. This is a 15% that's over here. And should we do a 30 over here?
All right.
That's a pretty nice one. We're actually seeing bubbles of oxygen start to come out. This is the bad daddy.
There it goes.
You got to love this one here.
We've actually had to run for our lives here at 9 News. You two should know.
So I think we've answered that 30% is probably pretty good. Look at that little 3% over
still
there. So many of our viewers have tried. They say it just doesn't look like this.
Here
7%,
goes.
Not bad. But you know what? We did is we had an experiment with one variable. The only variable is we changed the concentration, just like a Kool-Aid that would be half strength or a quarter strength, whatever. So we know that with 30%, we get this great eruption that's there. A lot of people ask, and we have a kid-friendly version that doesn't use this catalyst, that actually uses yeast. And so if you tell them about that on the website, I'll set up for the big close.
That's right, because a lot of people, that's the most often asked question we get is, how do I do that at home? How do I repeat it? And you can see Steve's experiment again and his other projects as well by going to the As Seen tab on 9news.com. And in fact, you can pull up multiple experiments on the website, ones that you've seen in the past.
We have over 300 of them now
there
up there, so they can kind of see. Should we do this last one?
Ready,
guys?
I think we should.
All right, here we go. A little bit of that the reaction. 3, 2, 1. I think that's a pretty good
and
run for your life. I knew it would happen, but that is a cool one, isn't it?